Voices of the Night. Prelude. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Pleasant it was when woods were green and winds were soft and low, to lie amid some sylvan scene where the long drooping boughs between shadows dark and sunlight sheen alternate come and go, or where the denser groves receives no sunlight from above, but the dark foliage interweaves in one unbroken roof of leaves, underneath whose sloping eaves the shadows hardly move. Beneath some patriarchal tree I lay upon the ground, his hoary arms uplifted he, and all the broad leaves over me clapped their little hands in glee with one continuous sound. A slumberous sound, a sound that brings the feelings of a dream, as of innumerable wings, as when a bell no longer swings, faint the hollow murmur rings over meadow, lake and stream. And dreams of that which cannot die, bright visions came to me, as I lapped in thought I used to lie and gaze into the summer sky, where the sailing clouds went by like ships upon the sea. Dreams that the soul of youth engage, ere fancy has been quelled, old legends of the monkish page, traditions of the saint and sage, tales that have rhyme of age, and chronicles of eld. And, loving still these quaint old themes, even in the city's throng, I feel the freshness of the streams that, crossed by shades and sunny gleams, water the green land of dreams, the holy land of song. Therefore, at Pentecost, which brings the spring, clothed like a bride, when nesting buds unfold their wings and bishops' caps of golden rings, musing upon many things, I sought the woodlands wide. The green trees whispered low and mild, it was a sound of joy. There were playmates when I was a child and rocked me in their arms so wild, still they looked at me and smiled as if I were a boy. And ever whispered, mild and low, come, be a child once more, and wave their long arms to and fro, and beckon solemnly and slow. Oh, I could not choose but go into the woodland's hoar, into the blithe and breathing air, into the solemn wood, solemn and silent everywhere. Nature with folded hands seemed there, kneeling at her evening prayer, like one in prayer I stood. Before me rose an avenue of tall and sombrous pines. Abroad their fan-like branches grew, and where the sunlight darted through, spread a vapour soft and blue in long and sloping lines. And falling on my weary brain, like a fast falling shower, the dreams of youth came back again, low lispings of the summer rain, dropping on the ripened grain as once upon the flower. Visions of childhood, stay, oh stay, ye were so great and wild, and distant voices seemed to say, it cannot be, they pass away. Other themes demand thy lay, thou art no more a child. The land of song within thee lies, watered by living springs. The lids of fancy's sleepless eyes are gates unto that paradise. Holy thoughts like stars arise, its clouds are angels' wings. Learn that henceforth thy song shall be not mountains capped with snow, nor forests sounding like the sea, nor rivers flowing ceaselessly, where the woodlands bend to see the bending heavens below. There is a forest where the din of iron branches sounds, a mighty river roars between, and whoever looks therein sees the heavens all black with sin, sees not its depths nor bounds. Athwart the swinging branches cast, soft rays of sunshine pour, then comes the fearful wintry blast, our hopes like withered leaves fall fast. Pallid lips say, it is past, we cannot return no more. Look then into thine heart and write, yes, into life's deep stream, all forms of sorrow and delight, all solemn voices of the night that can soothe thee or affright, be these henceforth thy theme. Escape at Bedtime, Robert Louis Stevenson. The lights from the parlour and kitchen shone out through the blinds and the windows and the bars, and high overhead and all moving about there were thousands of millions of stars. There never were such thousands of leaves on a tree, nor of people in church or the park, as the crowds of the stars that looked down upon me and that glittered and winked in the dark. The dog and the plough and the hunter and all, and the star of the sailor and Mars, those shone in the sky, and the pail by the wall would be half full of water and stars. They saw me at last, and they chased me with cries, and they soon had me packed into bed. But the glory kept shining and bright in my eyes, and the stars going round in my head.